Hi, everybody. I'm Helena. I'm an alcoholic and I hate to be recorded. I don't like it at all. But I said I would do it. So here I am. I'm nervous and having a really difficult morning, but I do keep my commitments and it's about showing up. So here we go. Step 10. Ooh, okay. All right. The AA version continued to take personal inventory when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And the practical version from staying sober without God is practice daily self-reflection. Continue making amends whenever necessary. Well, for me, I think I started the 10 step way ahead of when I actually got to it as far as the numbers in traditional A. I did come into the program in I wanted to learn about steps, so I went to step meetings as often as possible because I was told in the beginning if I wanted to, how quick do I want to get better? If I wanted to get better, get into the steps. So I did what was told, what I was told to do, and I got better. And I was like, I did my first, ninth step, like within a month, I was all over the place, and I really wanted to right some wrongs and to get it together, but I was told there should be an order for a reason, all this and all of that, but that wasn't part of my journey, and everybody's journey is a little bit different. It depends on what platform you're working from, what program you're in, or how you see the 10th step. It's different ways, different platforms. Now, I do continue 10th step every day, every day. Not so much the journal part. I kind of slacked down at the journal part. It's interesting because when in the beginning of the pandemic, I was journaling every night and looking at, I was really, really, really on it. And then I kind of slacked back. And I think that had a lot to do with me doing service. I'm deeply rooted in service. And more or less, what I would do, which worked for me, is when I was doing my meditation, I would be going over what my day was like as I meditated. So I meditate at least an hour a day, and that works really well with me. And what the 10th step does for me, it helps me discover the feelings under the feeling, especially if I feel wronged or I wronged or I was wrong, all that stuff, because it's usually a feeling under the feeling. And usually the first feeling is a lot of times it's I feel wrong. It's not so much I need to apologize. And I'm not quick at admitting I'm wrong. I'm really not. I have to really see it through to look at it carefully because a lot of times I'm not. But a lot of times I need to look at why I think I'm not. I really go into it, pick it apart, But that's how I did with my drinking and drugging. I picked everything apart, I will own up to it and if I am in error, I will say so. I might, like I said, I might not be the quickest, but stuff like that can't sit with me anymore. I can't be comfortable in my day if I know that I can correct something that may have been off kilter. It's not always easy. It's not really, really always easy. I think that every day I have a chance to do a little bit better than I did the day before. And most days I do. Some days I fall a little shorter than I think I would be in the beginning of the day, because different things happen. And how I react to them according to what it is, especially if it's affecting my pocketbook. That's a big thing with me. If it affects money or something like that, or if I know that I did everything I had to do to address certain situations and it turned out right, or I was cheated or something like that, and I know I did everything the right way, then I feel wrong. Then the feeling under that is usually fear. And I try to address this stuff. And what helps me the most, even before I even get to this, the 10th step is talking about what's going on in my head. I have a good support network now, so I get to talk to people and share. Because a lot of times what I'm thinking and what I'm seeing, I might not be seeing the whole picture. Somebody else that knows me familiar with my my character traits and how I react to things can point out something that I'm too close to maybe to even see. That's how it works with me. But I don't know, the idea is that I just become aware of my less than ideal behaviors and better preventing them at any time. So that's all I'm gonna say. I think that I would have been much more comfortable doing this step. I knew I wasn't being recorded. Something about that had me like very at ease, unease. And I'm like, I'm not feeling that shit at all. But the real Helene is starting to come out. When you hear that, she's right beside me, not feeling it either. So listen, I would like to hear from you. I would like to hear what it looks like for you and how you have this in your daily itinerary. And do you address it every day? Do you meditate? How does it work for you? I'd like to hear some of that. Thank you so much for listening. Have a splendid, delicious day. Bye for now.